An auction in New York today for thousands of items from the estate of the singer Johnny Cash and his wife June Carter Cash. They both died last year. As Benjamin Walker reports, the Cash family says this auction is one way to thank fans who supported June and Johnny Cash through the years.
Johnny Cash has been one of my heroes since I was a kid. So when I walked into the high security inner sanctum of Sotheby's in New York and saw the piles and piles of his things waiting to be auctioned off, I was immediately overwhelmed by his presence, especially when my tour guide, Sotheby's Lee Dunbar, pointed out the racks and racks of black clothing.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black.
We've got long coats. We've got what are called Mississippi gambler coats that are long cutaways.
Can I try that one?
Sure you can. It may drag on you just a little bit because
remember. For the things that I have on. I wear the black.
Johnny and June originally approached Sotheby's in the year 2000 with the idea of holding a giant auction. They didn't want to burden their family with the thousands of items they'd accumulated over the years, and they saw an opportunity to pass on souvenirs and memorabilia to their fans. Both Johnny and June Cash had remarkably long musical careers, so among the items on the block are dozens of instruments. Harmonicas, banjos, mandolins, the piano he plays in the Hurt video, and of course, guitars.
We have two fabulous Martin guitars, D28s that John played. One he kept at his retreat in Bon Aqua, Tennessee, which they call the Bon Aqua Martin because he literally kept it there for 30 years. And he even talks about in his autobiography how he would go to Bon Aqua to rest, recover, putter around, and compose, write new music.
While I sit on the porch and pick on my old guitar.
Some collector or adoring fan is expected to pay $4,000 to $6,000 for that Martin guitar. The auction itself is expected to bring in as much as $1.5 million. Altogether, the guitars, clothes, records, and memorabilia tell the amazing story of these two American legends and their romantic and musical relationship with each other and the world. Perhaps the one piece up for auction that best signifies this powerful romantic and musical union is the actual Grammy Award they won together in 1967 for their song, Jackson.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson.
The celebrity auction is, of course, not something new. In recent years, Sotheby's has hosted quite a few high-profile sales. But still, as I gazed upon these objects, knowing that soon they would be dispersed around the world, I couldn't help but wish that these treasures were instead destined for a museum that would keep alive the story of these two people and their contribution to our musical heritage. At the same time, it's impossible to forget that these items also represent family heritage. John Carter Cash is John and June's son.
But you know, the things that matter the most to me and to the family, we held on to. Love letters between my mother and father, my father's desk, a certain pair of his boots, things like this, you know. They weren't going to go. There's no way that I could have sold them.
John Carter Cash says that if he or one of his sisters took on the task of setting up a museum for all the items collected by his parents, it would most likely become a lifetime job. And since John believes the fans are the real keepers of the memory and legacy of John and June Cash, their things will be in good hands.
Well, you know, a lot of who my parents were as public figures in some ways belong to the fans. And so some items in the hand of a fan will be cherished with just as much intimacy and love as they would be in mine.
For Day to Day, I'm Benjamin Walker.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
I I Walk the Line by Johnny Cash. The June Carter and Johnny Cash auction continues through Thursday at Sotheby's in New York. And here's Man in Black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black. Why you never see bright colors on my back. And why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone?